Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The County Drug Task Force, with assistance from the Fortuna and Riodel Police and Sheriff's deputies, responded to an abandoned sawmill north of Riodel yesterday morning. Officers called in the bomb squad after a grenade, later determined to be inert, was found on the property. A search warrant at the site revealed a marijuana grow with more than 500 plants, as well as cash. The street value was $250,000. Military-grade body armor, weapons, and high-capacity magazines. Officers then arrested three people, 21-year-old Ben Tittinger, 28-year-old Nathan Tittinger, and 28-year-old Beth Hendry. All three were booked into county jail on suspicion of cultivation, weapons possession, and possession for sale. The coroner's office was called out to the South Jetty early yesterday morning after a passerby saw a dead body above the shoreline. Coroner took possession of the body. Identity has not been released pending notification of next of kin. The person who discovered the body was out gathering firewood at the time, and they had reported seeing the man alive just the night before. In a move to address College of the Redwoods' fiscal solvency and accreditation standards, the CR Board of Trustees voted unanimously to eliminate 39 staff and management positions and approved a reorganization plan that also removes two senior-level administrative positions, which will be discontinued when their contracts expire at the end of June 2013. CR's fiscal and accreditation concerns have developed over time and will take time to resolve. The reorganization plan is just the first step in addressing the college's fiscal and accreditation challenges. That's according to CR President Superintendent Kathy Smith. Smith went on to emphasize that the staffing cuts were spread out through the CR district, including the Eureka Main Campus, as well as the Del Norte and Mendocino Coast Education Centers. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a man reported missing on November 28th. 51-year-old Brian Balcom has not been seen by family or friends since November 20th and is known to have medical issues. Investigators in the initial report found Balcom's identification, car keys, and car still at the residence in Hydesville, and he was last seen wearing tan shorts and a pink shirt. Balcom is an adult white male, 5'8", 180 pounds, with brown hair, and with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. Mendocino County deputies arrested a Round Valley man on suspicion of assault after finding the man's father walking along the road with serious head injuries. Deputies contacted 68-year-old victim after receiving a call from tribal police, and the victim told them he had been assaulted by his son, Michael David Arnold. The victim initially told deputies he had fallen, but later changed his story while being treated for his injuries at the hospital. He reported Arnold had beaten him over the head with a hose attachment, an instrument later recovered during a follow-up investigation. Michael Arnold was later arrested, booked in the county jail. More KINS News, it's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
A Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy pulled over a rental car on Highway 101 between Willits and Laytonville and contacted two men inside, 24-year-old Eureka resident Alexander Odell and 34-year-old Brooklyn, New York resident Keith Stewart Jr. Neither of the two men were listed on the rental agreement for the car. Neither man was able to provide a valid driver's license. The deputy, along with the K-9 unit, searched the vehicle and found more than $160,000 in cash, some stored in the trunk, and some contained on Stewart and Odell's persons. Both men were arrested on suspicion of possession of money as a result or intended to purchase a controlled substance and were booked into Mendocino County Jail. North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbro begins his final term in the state legislature following a swearing-in ceremony in Sacramento. Chesbro begins his third term in the Assembly and does so in a new district thanks to redistricting. Chesbro now represents the Assembly's 2nd District. It still contains all of Del Norte, Humboldt, Trinity, Mendocino counties, along with a portion of Sonoma County. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.